USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats are to talk about impeachment and congressional investigations of President Trump when they gather later today for what's being called a members-only caucus meeting. In a letter on Sunday, Speaker Nancy Pelosi hinted the administration's refusal to give Congress and intelligence community whistleblowers complaint about possible presidential misconduct could shift their strategy. And Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro of Texas says it should.
If you do nothing, you are normalizing his behavior, you're encouraging him to continue doing things like this, and you're encouraging future presidents to take the same liberties and abuse power.
President Trump is to address the United Nations General Assembly this morning. He says he'll be talking about growing tensions with Iran and will be discussing aggressive U.S. sanctions that he says are putting great pressure on the Tehran government. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Puerto Rico shaken last night by a magnitude 6.0 earthquake, but no major damage has been reported. Now Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands are bracing for a visit from Tropical Storm Karen. Eric Blake is with the National Hurricane Forecasting Center.
We expect Karen to pass near over Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands later today. But the main threat with Karen is extremely heavy rainfall. Rainfall accumulations of 2 to 4 inches and isolated totals of 8 inches are possible in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands.
Meanwhile, insurance companies say over 10,000 claims for vehicle flood damage had been filed as of yesterday as a result of Imelda's trek through Texas. FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program does provide coverage for flood damage to homes and businesses. Private auto insurance covers the cost of damage to flooded cars and trucks. Volunteers working today to get people registered to vote as it's National Voter Registration Day. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
On the first day of the annual United Nations General Assembly, world leaders got scolded by a young woman about their inaction on climate change.
They were reprimanded by 16-year-old Greta Thunberg of Sweden.
You're failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Many of the world leaders are trying to determine the best methods to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 2020. I'm John Clemens.
Negotiators for General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union and GM are trying again today to reach a deal to end what's now a 9-day strike. Nearly 50,000 GM workers off the job in the longest GM strike since 1970. The automaker has already temporarily laid off thousands of workers at facilities in the U.S. and Canada, as the union is looking for better pay and the preservation of existing health care plans. And Lockheed Martin has a new contract to build a half dozen space shuttles. As NASA is working to meet President Trump's goal of returning astronauts to the moon, the company announcing on Monday it's won a $4.6 billion deal to build those shuttles. NASA's Artemis program aims to return astronauts to the moon by 2024. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.